Behind these walls, there are generations of neighborhood memories and the ever-present fear of being forced to leave. Outside, with each stroke of the paintbrush, the drab concrete is being transformed by murals. The protest art project highlights the eviction of Palestinian families in this neighborhood near the old city.
They want to see, you know, images that are beautiful and that they, you know, maybe inspire the youth and, you know, bring some vibrance, you know, to this place that's been kind of tore up and it's been ravaged by the occupation.
This building was once home to the Abu Nab family. In 2015, they were evicted and Jewish settlers moved in. Now, there are plans to turn the building in the heart of this Palestinian neighborhood into a Yemeni Jewish heritage center. The Israeli human rights group Ir Amim has been fighting in court to halt the project since 2020. Researcher Aviv Tatarsky says the government and a prominent settler organization resurrected the plan last month. He says they've used evasive tactics to promote what could become a major Jewish tourist attraction.
Settler organizations and the Israeli government have found that a more powerful than building a new settlement is speaking about heritage, archaeology, national parks, and then you get everyone supporting it.
The Israeli Ministry of Heritage and Jerusalem Affairs refused to provide an interview or a statement to Al Jazeera.
More than 1,000 Palestinians are at risk of being evicted from their homes in occupied East Jerusalem, according to the nonprofit group Ir Amim. It says the Israeli government wants to transform the old city into a predominantly Jewish area, and it's collaborating with settler organizations to purge Palestinians house by house.
And so, house by house, the artists have painted for the past 7 years.
The eyes say to people that we can see them. We can see what the occupation forces are doing.
With an upcoming Yemeni festival, Ir Amim says the Heritage Center could open as early as October, unless the human rights group wins its court battle. Natasha Ganeim, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.